Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic. You know, on 94.9 The Fan, you can also hear the VSiN Network, which includes our next guests, Matt Eumanns of VSiN, host of VSiN Tonight, is on the line with us now. Matt, how are you?
Morning, Matt.
Hey, doing great. Yeah, doing great. Ready for the NFL draft on Thursday. I think this is going to be one of the most unpredictable top tens of the draft we've seen in a long time.
Oh, I think it's going to be drunk. That's what I've been saying, and I love that. You know, for what we do, it obviously makes it exciting. But how about Will Levis, the quarterback from Kentucky, and his movement? I've seen, like, his odds of going number one overall. They're changing drastically as we get closer to Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not really buying that. That was a Reddit post by somebody anonymously today that says he's a friend of the family, and Will Levis is telling people that he's going to Carolina at number one and that the Texans are taking Bryce Young number two. Now, I do know the Texans would love to have Bryce Young at number two, and they're not interested in any of the other quarterbacks. So we'll see what develops there. But I'm not really buying the Will Levis hype at number one. You know, you just all the NFL reporters out there who have reliable sources throughout the league, and how many of them are reporting Will Levis is going to go one? None. And we got one guy on Reddit who's mentioning it, and all of a sudden the odds drop from Will Levis about 50-1 to go number one to 4-1. I just don't. I don't think that's a reliable enough source to bank on. I do think Levis is going to go in the top four. I've got some bets on Levis under 4.5 in his draft position. I think the Colts covet the Kentucky quarterback at number four. We'll see if the Titans maybe try to trade up and jump the Colts to get Levis at number three. I'm not sure about that, but I do think Levis, if you're betting this draft, Levis to be drafted before C.J. Stroud is a good play, and Levis to go in the top four, but I'm not going to bet on him to go number one.
So what do you think a smart bet would be for number two overall? Would it be quarterback, or would it be somebody like a Tyree Wilson or a Will Anderson?
I think it was between Anderson and Wilson. And, you know, that's assuming that Bryce Young is the number one pick by Carolina. Texans are going to go, I think when all is said and done, they're going to go Anderson at number two. I think D'Amico Ryans is going to have a little bit more faith in the Alabama linebacker, who Nick Saban says is the hardest worker he's ever had in the program. And Will Anderson, if you think of it, a year ago at this time, his stock was off the charts. He had 17.5 sacks, 31 tackles for loss. Yeah, he had a little bit of a down year in terms of production and numbers in 2022, but he's still the guy I think the Texans are going to target at number two. And I've actually heard they've got him number one on their draft board. We'll see if it plays out that way. But I think Anderson's going to be the guy at number two. And actually, you can bet that right now at around 3-1, 5-1 odds, depending. You got to shop around different sports books. But 5-1 on Will Anderson to go number two, I think, is a really good bet, assuming that Bryce Young is that quarterback that goes number one. And actually, DraftKings has got Bryce Young at minus 1,600 right now to be number one. So that's a 1-16 favorite. And that's pretty substantial. So I would go, my mock draft's got, and the way I'm betting it, is Bryce Young one, Will Anderson two, and then really who the hell knows what's going to happen at number three, because the Cardinals want to trade down. They went out of that spot. Maybe there's a team like the Titans that are going to get a little bit over-anxious and want to draft a quarterback and move up to that number three spot. But right now I've got Tyree Wilson going number three to the Cardinals and Levis going number four to the Colts.
Matt Eumanns is with us from VSiN, and I think what's so interesting is outside of Young, you know, trying to pick the second quarterback drafted, that's where you can really find the value, because you could sprinkle a few, you know, sprinkle some bets on Stroud or Anthony Richardson or Levis. As you mentioned, I haven't seen that in a long time when it comes to quarterbacks in the draft.
Right, and this is – you have five quarterbacks here who could go in the first round, because Hendon Hooker from Tennessee is really starting to create a lot of buzz, and reliable sources around the league are saying he's going to be picked maybe in the middle of the first round. So, but you also have to keep in mind that last year at this time, there were a lot of people saying that Malik Willis could be a first rounder, that Matt Corral could be a first rounder. I was trying to think who was the other quarterback that went last year. Oh, Desmond Ridder. A lot of people were saying these guys could be first-round picks, and they all went in the third round. So I also think the media gets a little bit crazy when it comes to hyping these quarterbacks, and they love to see them picked in the first round. There's a lot of pressure on the teams to pick quarterbacks in the first round because fans love that. But I'm not really sure five are going to go. But Hendon Hooker is creating a lot of buzz here, and I can make a case for him. His numbers have been off the charts the last 2 years. If he's not 25 with a blown knee and coming back from that injury, I think you would be looking at him as a top 10 pick. So maybe some teams are saying, hey, there's some value in taking Hendon Hooker around the number 20 spot. Who knows? Right now, I would not bet against five quarterbacks. But I think I do have a bet on Will Levis being the second quarterback off the board at plus 140, 7-5 odds. I still think Levis is that number two guy. You probably saw the report last week about the C2 cognitive test, and that test is given to quarterbacks. It's kind of a study of how quick they make decisions and things like that. And Bryce Young scored 98, almost a perfect score, and C.J. Stroud scored 18. I mean, if that's not a red flag, I'm not sure what is. And if you've had a chance to read that story, I think it would kind of convince you that, hey, C.J. Stroud could slip out of the top 10 in this draft. And then that was a guy who was projected to go number one for a while. What's going to happen with these quarterbacks? You said drunk. It is going to be crazy, I think, on Thursday night. It's going to be crazy.
Yes, I agree. We got Matt Eumanns on from VSiN on with us. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you finished third last year in mock drafts out of 1,800?
Something like that. You know what? It was probably a lot of luck. Because I did have a pretty good feel for how last year's draft was going to unfold. And I was pretty confident going into last year's draft. Now, I'm not as confident this year.
Yes, and Chase and I have discussed that the amount of quarterback hype, the quarterbacks viewed as very polarizing to some people think Anthony Richardson is going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. Some people think he's going to be a bust. What about specific – do you have any good odds on specific teams drafting a quarterback?
Actually, I did take a shot on Anthony Richardson to go to the Falcons at 16-1. And that's a little bit outside the box thinking. But if he drops a little bit, the Falcons love to run the ball. If you look at the top rushing offenses in the league a year ago, I think Anthony Richardson would fit in with what the Falcons want to do offensively. And I do think he's going to slip. I bet him over 3.5, over 4.5 for his draft position. Because Michael Lombardi, who's a former NFL GM on our network, he says he thinks Anthony Richardson is 2 years away from being a year away from ready to play. Not many teams can draft somebody like that and sit back and wait for him to develop. I think the Falcons could, and in fact, he's such a raw athlete, so explosive that maybe you could plug him in and make him a running back type of quarterback. Maybe he could be the next Michael Vick for the Falcons. I don't know. You can find some odds out there. If you have a strong intuition that, hey, I think this team's going to take this quarterback, you can find some good odds on these because there's a lot of teams in play for a lot of different quarterbacks. I mean, just look at the Titans, for example. I think they could sit at 11 and C.J. Stroud might slip to them. Or if they like Anthony Richardson, he could slip there. Now, Peter King's got sources all over the NFL. He puts out a mock draft today, and he's got Anthony Richardson going number 23.
Wow.
You know, and some people have been saying, oh, Anthony Richardson, he could go number one, he could go number four, and Peter King's saying 23. I've got him to the Falcons at number eight. I mean, that just shows you can find some odds value on these quarterbacks with specific teams. You got to hunt around to different sports books. But, yeah, take a shot. I mean, who do you got? Who do you, both of you, who do you think the Titans are going to take? Who do you think they really like at quarterback?
We're thinking Will Levis.
Yeah. I don't know if I feel like great about it, but that's just kind of the gauge that I have on it with, Brant Carthon spoke yesterday, the GM, and I just, kind of a hunch I have.
You know, I could see the Titans actually trading up to the three spot with the Cardinals and taking Levis. If they think, hey, we got to jump the Colts because that's the quarterback the Colts covet. Let's trade with the Cardinals and move up to that spot and jump the Colts. I could see that happening. I could also see the Titans just sitting there at 11 and hoping that one of the guys they like falls to them. Levis is not going to fall that far. but Stroud or Richardson might. But, yeah, that's definitely in play. I think the more I look at this, the more I think it's realistic that the Titans could move up to that three spot to get Will Levis if they really do like him.
And I think, you know, the consensus is we're a lot of us feel very confident they will draft a quarterback. And then, you know, we'll get to draft day. And because it's so unpredictable to be an offensive lineman at 11 or something like that. Matt Eumanns from VSiN on with us right now. If you have one lock for somebody out there who is maybe new to betting and wants to test it out on the NFL draft, what is a lock that you have heading into this year's draft?
But Will Levis under 4.5.
Oh, okay.
To go pick 1, 2, 3, or 4. I've got about 4 different bets on Levis and played him at different prices under 4.5 because I'd heard about 10 days ago that the Colts loved him, and I said, all right, he's not getting past the Colts at 4. Somebody might try to jump the Colts to get him, but I'm gonna bet him under 4.5 because I believe he's not slipping past the Colts there. Now those prices have really skyrocketed here in the past 10 days. So I think a better bet right now might be Anthony Richardson over 4.5. You can get a more reasonable price on that. I do not see any team in the top 4 taking Richardson. And I think there's a decent chance, you know, like I said, he slips to 8 or he slips out of the top 10. Hey, Peter King says 23. So I think that's probably the best bet you can find right now is probably just play Richardson over 4.5 in his draft position.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I know that much. And good luck on all your bets and appreciate the time today. And we'll be listening on VSiN as I know you will break it all down. But thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt.
We will. Hey, you bet. Thanks.
Matt Eumanns from VSiN. He's senior editor and host of VSiN Tonight on the VSiN Network. And, of course, you can hear that as a part of 94.9 The Fan, our sister station. So have enjoyed having them on with us. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Matt Eumanns 24/7 as well. We've covered a lot of the draft today, but I do have to get something off my chest because I saw the future last night and I saw something come to an end. We will discuss that coming up here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.